Nettles. We have a strange tendency to begrudge the things that are abundant in our midst, even when those things provide us with a rich source of health and vitality. Nettles are probably the most commonly occurring of all our edible wild plants. We've used them as food and medicine for about as long as we've lived alongside them. There are as many as 18 different names for a nettle in the Irish language. That's definitely an indication of just how much they were part of everyday life all over the country. My favourite name for a nettle comes from Ulster, Cúil Fatha, translating as spring cabbage. For it is now, in March and April, when the young shoots are emerging, that the nettles are at their most nourishing and at their best to eat. Nettles grow in enriched soil, and from the rich soil where they grow, they're particularly good at absorbing nutrients. They're high in vitamins A, B, and C, and are a good source of iron, potassium, and calcium. Traditionally, nettles are stewed up as a spring tonic to replenish and energise the body after the long winter. There's a custom in County Cavan to eat nettles at least 3 times during Lent as a general health and energy boost. Ancient legends tell of St. Columbkill and St. Brigid both eating nettles in spring. In the 18th century, nettles were cultivated under glass to get what they called early spring kale. Nettle soup is known to have sustained many folks through the lean post-war years. My mother claims to have survived on little more than nettle soup as a child growing up in war-torn Europe. Until recently, nettle porridge, nettle puree, and nettle champ were common foods. Nowadays, we seem to associate nettles more with their sting than with their culinary and medicinal merits. But rest assured, the sting is neutralised in cooking, as the formic acid that causes the sting is destroyed by heat. Nettles are not only highly nutritious for us humans, they are the exclusive nursery plant for some of our most beautiful butterflies. Peacock butterflies are one of the largest and most colourful of our native butterflies. They're just emerging from hibernation in March, and their main priority is to find a patch of healthy nettles growing in a sunny spot where they can lay the eggs that will produce the next generation. To make sure she is laying the eggs on the right plant, butterflies have taste organs on their feet. Each peacock butterfly lays up to 500 little green eggs in a pile on the underside of a nettle leaf, fixing them in place with a special glue to make sure they stay put. When the little caterpillars hatch a few weeks later, they find themselves amidst an ample supply of nettle leaves to chomp on as they grow. Similarly, the small tortoiseshell butterfly, with its delicate pattern of yellow and black on the bright orange wings, also lay their eggs exclusively on nettle leaves. Once they hatch, the caterpillars build a communal nest together, like a webbed tent that cloaks the tips of the nettle plant. The little caterpillars come out of their tent to bask in the sun or chomp through some nettle leaves. It must be handy to weave your home in amidst your food source, like living in a gingerbread house. When they've gobbled through all the upper leaves, they simply move to another nearby nettle, making a new nest, and keep eating. Other things eat nettles too. The speckled bush cricket is one species of cricket occurring commonly in Ireland. It's known to have a taste for nettles. And so it is that our nourishing nettles sustain a whole bounty of life. For the abundance of caterpillars and crickets in turn provide sustenance to birds, who at this time of year are busily building up energy for rearing a brood. Birds love feeding their little chicks on soft, juicy caterpillars that are easy to eat and rich in protein. Mammals, such as mice, shrews, and hedgehogs, also avail of the spring bounty of caterpillars. Nettles, at the base of the food chain, sustain much more wildlife than one might initially imagine. Next time you spy some nettles in the corner of your garden, leave them be. Let them flourish. For they are better than any bird food we can buy in a packet.